Hallelujah. Lift up your voice. Let's worship Him, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, even this morning. We exalt your name that you remain true and faithful. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. Can you give a shout to Jesus? As you take your seat, can I ask that you sit this side? Can I ask you, you sit this side? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Please take your seat. Greetings in the name of Jesus. We give thanks to the Lord for our second day. It's our missions conference. It's called the Apostolos. It's very easy. They say the one sent forth. The one sent forth. So we are grateful to God that Jesus is the first missionary. God has always sent prophets. God has sent His servants. But for His kingdom to come,
He
says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Jesus says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things." And He said, "I'm with you always to the end of the age." We are the sent ones. God has sent us forth. So I want to challenge you this morning that you hear well. You hear good. The mercies of God are sufficient for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We give thanks. We are continuing on the apostolic direction of the church. There is a lot to share. I was just thinking that maybe all of our conferences should be camps. You see, because we get quarantined. And we stay there until saturation. You see, Acadia is very nice.
Acadia was good.
But Midrand is better. Because Midrand colonizes you. Very little movement. You see, when they are here, they see movies. I was told that some people, I say, "Oh, there are movies." Many shops to buy. That's the challenge of a city church. Already budgeting. Short break. I'm going for grocery.
Every break, we are the shop.
Mercy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are talking about the apostolic direction.
Direction ya apostolic.
About your life. About the church. What will be of your life? We spoke about King Solomon, who was taken to be the wisest man on earth. But his wisdom didn't profit him. He was defeated by his own fear. He was defeated by his love for women. His wisdom became futile and useless. And he writes the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter
1.
Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. Yeah, when your life has no purpose, by the time you hit 70 and you look back, you realize that you were married, you have children, And that was your life. And maybe that's the purpose why you live, but that's too small a purpose. We established yesterday that you are better single. There's no amen.
Amen.
The sisters are not laughing at all. They are very serious. What does it say? The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
Iring book ya ba Korinte ba pele 7.
No, we are not in church yesterday. Mkonza.
Le ba le se kregeng lena mabane.
You were there yesterday, please. Give us our verse.
29.
But this I say, brethren, the time is short.
Jwale ke re ba kgethwa nako ke nyane.
Tell your neighbor, nako ke nyane.
The time is short.
Yeah, the time is short. Yes. This I say, brethren, the time is short. So that from now on, even those who have wives should be as though they had
none.
Solomon was delayed in life. His glory will have been greater. His power will have been known worldwide. But he was moving from one palace to the other. He impoverished himself and impoverished the whole nation. Let's go to verse 7 of chapter 7. What does it say?
Verse 7.
I want that one that says it's better that you be single. It says, for I wish that all men were even as myself. Each one has his own gift from God. One in this manner and another in that. Next verse, please. And I say to the unmarried and the widows, maybe we should ask the unmarried to stand. To those who are unmarried, be on your feet. You are not sure if you are married or unmarried. Okay, if by any chance they are widows, those who are unmarried, keep standing. If you are a widow as well, stand. God has written, you have a verse in the Bible. We say, unmarried to stand. I can see people say, not for me. It goes over my head. In the name of Jesus. This year is my year. I'm getting married. Tell your name. I have a verse in the Bible. It talks about me that I should remain single. Verse 29.
Verse 29.
Please, you can take your seat. Let's ask the merit. If you are married, stand. You want to be a proxy. To the merit. But let me say this, dear brothers and sisters. The time that remains is very short. So from now on. Those with wives should not focus only on their marriage. Those with wives. Those who are not married, they should not think about it. They should remain single. Change the version. This version doesn't give us a full picture. That one that says they must live like they are not married. But this I say, brethren, the time is short. So that from now on, even those who have wives should be as though they had none. They must live as though they have no wives. Let all the women say amen. No more big houses because you have no wife. We are serving the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, you have your verse as well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please take your seat. It's a reality. If we are going to make an impact, it's the attitude we carry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will not achieve much. If you think your life is about making babies, building houses, you'll speak like Solomon. You look back and regret the opportunity that you could have had. Think about the energy, the resources for a 1,000 women.
You're struggling with one woman.
Can you imagine? It is madness. Tell your neighbor, it is madness. Yeah. Solomon had mental sickness.
Solomon,
I think we should get those who are in this profession to help Solomon to diagnose him.
This
kind of sickness was too deep. Mercy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our vision.
Bono yarena.
Can we recite it together? One to go.
We exist to evangelize and worship the Lord Jesus Christ in his totality. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to experience his life, his death, and his resurrection.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So yesterday we read. The Bible is very clear. It gave us a good picture. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 to 11. That I may know him. The power of his resurrection. The fellowship of his suffering. Be conformed to his death. If by any means I may attain to the resurrection of the dead. Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations. He says, all authority and power is given to me. We cannot be apostolic and be confined to a small space in the church. The way we do things, we cannot be, I always say, you are top heavy. We consume all the resources we generate.
Yeah.
Tell your neighbor, we can see it on your cheeks. That everything gets finished on you.
I feel pity for those men who eat together.
You must look at their belly. You can see them. Before you know it, they've eaten 10 times what is normal. I remember one day in my house, somebody dished for me. I think the meat was more than the pap. So I said to the person, I bought the meat. I bought what? The meat. I said, listen, it's my meat. My meat is not going to kill me. Do you understand? Tell your neighbor, I will not die because of my meat.
Butsa marushano wa nka se bula ke nama yaka.
Yeah, when you are eating,
Gowija,
you should be conscious.
O lemure
that certain foods,
gore dijo tse dingwe,
you bought them.
O di rekile.
Why should they kill you?
Why di sane tshe go bulae?
Do you understand?
Le yankwishisha.
I'm going for some more.
Ke a ipusheletsa.
Tell your neighbor, I'm going for some.
You
are going to have problems. Mercy. I'm saying, as a church, our passion is that the church is dynamic.
It's
a living organism. It finds its meaning in Christ. The church wants to emulate Christ. Christ gave his life. Christ died. The church must give its life. I said the church must give its life. Jesus knew that for salvation to come, there must be death. I said yesterday, revival cannot come having a church once a week. If you want power, if you want God's grace, if you want prosperity in the true sense of prosperity, then your communion with God must increase. Our vision is very clear. It fulfills the Great Commission. Yeah. You must die. To grow the church, we need to grow the local and indigenous leadership. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. I say to grow, to be an apostolic church,
it's
not to have celebrity preachers, but it's to have each and every person in the church an effective weapon in the hands of God. You must be a weapon in the hands of God. Your community must change because you are there. The impact of the gospel must affect you to affect your neighbors. I don't know if it's true, but there used to be a disease called lekker krap. Or I don't know if it's a disease.
Yes.
Lekker krap.
Yes.
Gospel. The gospel must become lekker krap.
There
is a word lekker there. Lekker. It's very nice. You understand? You cannot be affected and not be moved. Why do you look? You know, part of the difficulty of crime that we have is because the gospel has not become like a crap to us. The people
we're
supposed to preach the gospel to, we are not preaching to them. You are happy with your wife and children. Yeah. You are not concerned. I was with one pastor. He was telling me, he said, I don't know, I see you are doing this thing. Your church is full of children. Said, I'm not a challenge.
They don't have money. What are you doing with them?
Ask your neighbor, were you not a child at some stage? Ask your neighbor, were you not a child? Do you understand? So I said to him, give me 5 years. You see this group here, There are medical doctors here. There are engineers here. There are teachers here. There are mighty people here.
Amen.
But it doesn't make sense. Because for them to come to church, I have to pay transport for them to come to church.
They're
not the group I'm talking about that you must finance your ministry. The one who are supposed to finance their ministry is this one's here. No free taxi for them, but those who are in free taxi. Imagine somebody.
Amen.
The church cannot change unless we become contagious. The gospel affects us to affect others.
Gospel affect.
How can you change if you cannot change others? I've given you my story. That when I received Jesus, the first port of call was my father. I told him, I said, hey, I'm a Christian. I'm born again. I didn't know to explain a lot of things. I remember the day I was filled with the Holy Spirit. With the evidence of speaking in other tongues. I was so excited. I went to my father and I said, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Those are the words I use, you know, King James Bible. I'm filled, can you say it? I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. My father played semantics with me.
He
said,
you are filled with a ghost.
Hey, you make me to think, hey, ghost. You know, we used to have that ghost on television. Cast by the ghost. Do you understand? But many years after, my father told me, your Christianity is different. Imagine somebody. May your Christianity be different. I said, may your Christianity be different. I had a friend. We got married same year. I think he married before me. And the two of us have been very good friends for a number of years. Every time we meet, even now, if it to come, it's chapter and verse. That's how we grew up. Chapter. When we are together, we are sharing scriptures. After we got married, we agreed. No divorce.
Amen.
Yes, it says this. There's no divorce. It says, retain.
Are we are in forever.
Working or not working? No, the marriage working or not working. We must get the way to make it work. But now Paul has shown us. He says, live as though you are not married. So when your wife is difficult, treat her like a sister. Treat her like what? Nicholas, you treat their sister, say, sister, let's go to church. Yeah, you take your sister to church. Maybe by chance, the word of God will drop in there. You get it?
Amen.
So, we made that pact. We came to an agreement. And that has been our focus. The church needs to grow the indigenous leadership to be apostolic.
Apostolic
is to be able to raise leaders that when we are removed, the work of God continues. If you were removed, have you trained anyone? You see, we are sending you to Mangaung. It's an apostolic calling. The question is, when we say you are finished, can somebody do what you are doing? Or you are saying, this thing is not a franchise. I'm the only one doing it. Ask your neighbor, when you are not there, is this thing going to crash on your hands? Yeah. So we have apostolic church must grow leaders from ground level.
Apostolic
Jesus said, follow me. I will make you. So you cannot be in an apostolic church and not be willing to follow. Follow me and I will make you. When you don't want to be made, you are your own boss. You are self-willed. You will not attend meetings. You will not come to meetings. No. Am I to somebody? Even when there is online, you will never go back to listen. If maybe you are working, you will never go back. You say, let me go and listen again. Let me make sense of my life.
Amen.
We are going to grow. Jesus said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Mark chapter 1, verse 17.
Mareka 1:17.
He said, follow me, I will make you fishers of men. Matthew 4:19. Then he said to them, follow me. And I'll make you fishers of men. While Apostle Paul said,
Apostle Paul urile.
Imitate me, chapter 11, verse
11.
1 Corinthians 11.
Imitate
me. Just as I also imitate Christ. The sign of an apostle. Or being apostolic.
Apostolic.
Is the ability to follow. To be fully committed. To the end.
I'm
asking somebody. To be apostolic.
Apostolic.
Is the ability to follow. Yeah. People who are not apostolic, you can see them.
But what was an apostolic who born?
Yes. The kind of independence that they push.
But what
separates them from the body. There was a child born here in South Africa.
South Africa.
His heart was outside. You can go on Google, but not now, later.
The
heart was outside. Outside the chest. This heart wants to be independent. It forgot its purpose. It forgot its mission. And it forgot why it is placed where it is placed. It is inside, it's a sensitive part of the body. It's inside. A cage. Can you imagine if your heart was here? And I want to hug you with the hug of the Lord. You know, there are certain people, when they hug you, you feel like, oh, my bones. Your heart will be splashing all over. About somebody.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor. We have to grow. An indigenous church. An indigenous church. Yeah. No, not Mahaye. Indigenous. Yes. Locally fully supported. Grown leadership. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. We must have strong eldership. That have a mission and a commission to raise strong leaders, because an apostolic church is in motion, is moving.
Apostolic,
yes.
Amen.
You cannot hold a post forever and ever and ever.
O ka sino ba posting e tee go ya go ile.
We must just shock you. When we come to a conference like this, we must immediately say, hey, by the way, by tomorrow you are preaching in another church.
Re swanetse re le tshoshe. O re o tla conference re re ai o sasa o rera kerekeng
eng. God, no longer a pastor there.
A o sa le muruti kwa.
We just tell them here, oh, your pastor, the call of God has come.
Re no ba botsa gore ha wa pitso ya modimo itlile.
Hak.
Wa tsama.
I can hear there's no amen.
Yeah, go re ha gona amen.
Can I tell you, you are poor because you are not an apostolic person.
Ke a le botsa re le ba didi ka gore lena a le batho ba ba neng apostolic.
That the body is not, you know, all body is like you're talking money, but
le a tlhoka.
I'm not talking money. Your inability to progress is because you have grounded yourself to the limitations. Cities were designed by multinationals. And what do they call them? These people who colonized us. Colonizers. They decided, you know, let me tell you a story. It's not a nice story, but it is our story. You say, in my village, and I know in KwaZulu-Natal because I've got the two stories. This one, part of it, I was told by my father. Many years ago, there used to be what they call tsega. Tsega, what do you call it in English? It's the skin that you cover your men wood or female wood. The women will as well have something to cover. Yes, to cover their breast and so forth. But don't forget, we were dressing like that not because we are not civilized. The weather conditions here
maemo abuso
demand that you shouldn't dress much.
Abare gapeletsa gore ska apara diaparo tse dintsi.
So when missionaries came,
ge di missionaries ditla,
their main aim was one.
Morero wa bona o bolo moteng.
To make a market for their factories.
Gore bona ba die market go to the factories tsa bona.
I know in my village in KwaZulu-Natal, they will change. They give you clothes. And they take your skin. You see, but when they take the skin, they didn't tell you that you will need a soap. They didn't tell you that the shed will soon get finished. I don't know, you understand. So before long, you no longer have your skins. The skin was wire forever. Do you understand? Yeah, so life became better. But in the process, you became a slave. Because the African communities could not make clothes. Could not make soap. So the skill that they used to have now is transferred to somebody else. If you go to the countries that have become independent before us, they've gone back to eat their indigenous food. If South Africa, if we can have a, what do they call it? We used to do it during the years of apartheid, when the multinationals stopped supplying food and whatever. Sanctions. If we were to have sanctions, South Africa will die. Most South Africans will die.
South African are manchi, but low.
Because you can't even grow a spinach.
Spinach. Yo.
No, but I mean, you don't understand. You are thinking you are advanced, but the truth about it is that you are so dependent, like a small baby
who had just been born a
few days ago. Who can even find the teat from the mother?
They can't.
The mother must direct the child. Imagine somebody. So what am I saying? When you don't become apostolic, you'll become like what Europe has done to Africans. What they have done to India, South America. What you eat is only coming. You know, the chicken you are eating is not a South African chicken. Did you know? Did you know? Yeah. Somebody's being apostolic with their chicken. The chicken from Brazil. You are eating an international chicken. To be apostolic is to have that kind of mind, to say, they make it difficult for you to start a chicken farm. You won't be able to start a chicken farm.
Okay.
I'm a teacher on apostolic. I want you to have a bigger picture. We have a church in the UK. I went to buy fruits. The fruits I was buying, they had the tag from South Africa. Do you understand? You know Nariki? From South Africa.
It was South Africa.
Series here when you go to Cape Town.
Oh, yeah, Cape Town.
From South Africa.
Yeah, it was South Africa.
What do you think?
When
I was so happy. I said, I'm home. So I picked South African fruit. I started to look for other fruits from South Africa. You want me to tell you what shocked me? I see you are not interested. So let me not tell you. Listen, the fruit. The price was the same price I buy from my Spar and ShopRite and Woolworths here.
Price one, it's only a Spar, ShopRite, Woolworths.
If you get one Nariki for 10 rand, it's the same price. I'm being honest with you.
Now,
the question I had, that's where the disappointment comes. The question I had was, we're talking about to colonize. To be apostolic, you have to have the mind to colonize. Do you understand? Your kingdom come. Your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven.
Now
think about the
Nariki.
It's 10 rand in South Africa.
It's 10 rand in South Africa.
Oh, let's say 5 rand.
Ring 5 rand.
And they are selling it in the UK.
By Regisha UK.
Maybe for 10p. 10 pence.
Got 10 pence.
Do you understand? The price, if you calculate. Exactly 5 rand.
You know, by exactly 5 rand.
So, let me take you into the picture. Where the orange is coming from. Somebody has to put them in to remove them from the tree. From the tree. They have to wash them. After washing them. Dry them. They spray them. When you see your orange shine, you should know it's an import quality.
By the spray.
There's a wax they put on them.
The
apple, whatever, there's a wax on them. This is why you need to wash your fruits. And then they package them. Our aunts and aunties, our uncles, they are packaging them individually. I'm trying to take you into a picture. When they finish, they pack them and take them to the harbor. There's a truck that picks them up. From there, they get into a ship. Straight wherever in the world they are going. But I'm talking about the one that I ate in the UK. I asked myself, if it's 5 francs, who is subsidizing who? Yeah, and what they send is grade A. I don't know if you understand. Is it? There's no blemish. No blemish. That's why COVID helped us. When COVID was here, we're eating very nice, expensive food. You could see they could not ship it, so.
Yeah, kana kwa COVID ne rijali joche di busika ori baba tachoni udisha mafasinga kante.
You understand?
Amen.
So what am I saying to us? The effect of to colonize is that it has put us on the same platform. We don't choose. It has been chosen for us. Do you understand? The Toyota you are buying, that you are buying here for 300,000.
Toyota you will reka moka 300,000.
Toyota Yaris.
Toyota Yaris.
It's about 100,000 or 150 in Australia. You can check it.
100,000 over 150 Australia.
So who's subsidizing who?
Ke mang a subsidizing mang?
No, this is not politics. We are talking apostolos.
Asi di politiki re bolela apostolos.
The one sent forth.
O arumetsweng pele.
There were people who were sent before you.
Hone le batho ba ba rumilweng pele ga
gago. They've created the rules of engagement.
Ba dirile melao ya go shumisa.
Okay, when you are driving from here going to Kuruman or driving from here going to Kimberley.
Oh, drive out to Amo ya Kuruman go ba Kimberley.
When I visit my family there.
Ke ke etela ba maloko a ka.
There are fields that are plowed and they have names of companies. There's a name of a company.
Bona le mashimo ba ne le mabitso a di company.
Millis belongs to this company. The field. The whole crop.
Mashimo magolo.
They have colonized farming.
Ba thupile farming go lema.
Imagine somebody.
Ke bolela le motho.
So what are we saying?
Re reng na.
You see, when you grow indigenous leadership,
go godisha ba etapele ba mo motseng o leng
bona. You reduce the cost of the preaching of the gospel.
O fokotsa theko ya go rera evangelist.
Don't be angry and don't hate the English.
O ska kwata wa tloya mago.
They've done a good job.
But ile mushumo mo botse.
Look at us, we are speaking English.
Re bone go ntse le re bulela segoa.
Otherwise we'll be fighting. You are Zulu, you are Ndebele.
Hey,
am I talking somebody?
Amen.
They did a good job. Why do I say they did a good job? They put the rules of engagement. They changed the cost of living in their own. That was the mission they had from the beginning when they left their country. You can say we are independent, we are free. But they still buy the fruit. That they don't even have the kind of fruits we have. So if you are going to be a good missionary, and if you want to be a good
missionary,
is to understand the kingdom. Jesus said, your kingdom come. Your mindset must be a mindset that I'm taking a territory for God.
Whatever is happening
in heaven is happening here. Ah, you still don't get it. This is too deep. Okay, let me bring it down to us. Whatever that they did in 1552. Until now. The rules are set. You'll be supplying supplies to their country. All of us are working for them. Regardless how educated you are, your education is not working for you. Jesus said, can you put the Lord's Prayer? can you put the Lord's Prayer on the screen?
Let's do it.
So that you can see what I'm talking about. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. So the kingdom, United Kingdom, if I'm to use it as an example.
United Kingdom.
Your will be done. The copper in copper belt, Zambia.
Copper elingo Zambia.
Your kingdom come.
Musho wara aote.
The gold and platinum in South Africa.
Gauta le platinum jamo South Africa.
Your kingdom come.
Musho wara aote.
When we talk about Commonwealth.
Commonwealth.
They send people out. Colonize everybody else. Within their kingdom, everything is the same. Same price. 20p. The value, it might be the currency of a different name, but the reality of it is that if we are doing a good job, the quality. You see, they were able to grow indigenous leadership to produce the same. They are no longer here, but they are here.
Abasalimo,
marabagona. Okay. Let's read. Hey. This time, the people who make timetable, they are not good.
But about the lady timetable, huh?
We are laying a foundation. Pastor Komuto. If we are sending you, everything must be the same. When people live here and go to Europe, I said, this is Emmanuel Christian Church. The quality, import quality. Yes, we must send out import quality. High, no blemishes quality. No blemishes. English.
You must speak perfect English.
Yeah. Your nose must be as sharp as mine. I mean, when you speak English.
Yeah.
I've been in places where people say, you are seriously English. I say, you are deceived. Can we read it together? One to go. Your kingdom come.
Tato yarao aidiriwe molefasing. Jole kare idra lugodimo.
Let's wait there. Your kingdom.
Musho yarao aote.
So when Queen Victoria sent people, he said, "I want England."
Arginyaka England.
In every country.
Nareng engwe le engwe.
I want what?
England.
In where? Every guy. I want to see myself. Darius, when he writes, he says, this is Darius. The one that the God of heaven has favored.
Yeah.
He sent missionaries, the same people he captured. He says, go and build a temple for our God. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Everything must be the same. When they sent people, there were specific things that were given to people. You know, there are people who believe that I need to change something. There is something you don't understand. The kind of education you are receiving, it's not a liberating education. It's an education. You are a fodder. You are labor. Yeah. You're a little offending. You are all looking for jobs. I said you are all looking for jobs. The mission is still continuing. Whosoever they send, who said the... engagements, rules of engagement, they have done a good job.
India
is full of what do they call them? When we call, you can feel that you are in India. Hello?
Call centers. Yeah.
The third world, we are call center. Tell you anybody, the third world, we are call center.
Third world, really call center.
Saving a few group of people in the West. Tell them the apostolic colonization is working.
Apostolic colonization, yashuma.
I see you don't like it. I'm saying, even your mother said to you,
go to school, my child, so that you can get employed.
Your mother didn't say, go to school. Let me be politically incorrect. I don't know what you will say, but let me say it. There's a difference from a TUT student who's African and the one who's Caucasian, white. They'll be running around here with vans. They will never work for anybody. They'll be running all the vans, renovation, welding, whatever. We have engineers who can't even know what they've done in school.
They are here.
I said the engineers are here.
The engineers who are now.
They can't put anything together. Their education is, I'm looking for a job. You are fully colonized. Yeah, you are feeding the apostolic colonization. The rules of engagement. You see, people believe like, oh, I need to do the thing. If I do it, I'll do well. For the rest of your life, you'll be looking for a job. And anytime, I want you to remember it. Anytime you're looking for a job, have this in mind. I'm fulfilling somebody's dream.
Yeah.
The fruit from series. Nice fresh mango.
Mango omubuzi omu fresh.
Nice fresh avocado.
Avocado ebuzi.
Branded proudly South African.
Inwadilo or proudly South African.
Price the same.
Price ya tswana.
Because they understood the mission.
Ka uri bona ba kwishishisa.
Jesus said, all power, all authority is given to me. I give it to you. Go. Do what? But Nicholas.
Marare.
Nicholas. Say, hey. Going, I will go. But in my time.
Marakana koyaka. Yo.
I have a wife. I have a young wife. Not just a wife. You know, I have a wife, but it's an old wife.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
We have fought all the fight that we can fight. Sorry, pupile, you know. Do you understand? Now you understand. When they say your kingdom comes, the British, they brought the kingdom.
The British, but
we were part of the United Kingdom. Everything that was here worked for the greater vision.
Yeah.
The bigger picture of the kingdom of United Kingdom. They grew more stronger, more powerful. If we don't become apostolic, we will not become stronger and more powerful. Imagine somebody. The politicians here, they can.
The politicians, they
are not apostolic.
Apostolic.
When our president came, the current president,
President,
I told them, I said, South Africa, by the time he comes out, South Africa will be fully indebted.
South Africa,
he He's fulfilling the mandate.
Yena o phethagatsa thumo.
He's fulfilling what?
Thumo.
Yeah, that's what he knows.
Ke se a setseba.
You see, when you preach different, they will hate you.
Go rera o go setshwane ba tlo go tlhoya.
That's why they say history will judge you harshly.
Ke ka lebaka leng ba re history e tlo go judge ga botlhoko.
The same Zuma we might have been criticizing the day our eyes are. You know, I always think about Mama Winnie Mandela.
Ke phela ke nagana ka Mama Winnie Mandela.
That she refused to be colonized.
Gore o ganne go thopiwa.
She fought. They demonized, call her whatever.
Alwa ba mmisa ka mabitso.
She died standing on the same ground she was standing on.
O hwile a yemi mo na yemi gona.
A lot of compromises have been made, but she was still saying.
Ba bangwe ba ile ba iniela marena a no yema.
Imagine somebody, if you hear a person say, half a loaf is better than nothing. Compromiser. Yes. So, we are talking about being apostolic.
Is
that you have to grow indigenous leadership. The British.
British.
I don't know about the Germans. I was never under German rule. I don't know Americans because they colonize us different. They use the media to colonize us.
Yeah,
you look at us. We want to be American.
Americans.
Even our English. Our young boys, the way they go, their pants are really low. My man, I need a scarf on my head, please. I need a scarf, my man. Give me a high five, man. Tell your neighbor, we are fully colonized.
Yeah.
That is why it's very easy for you to believe the media. Yes. Anyone who's effective, they will attack left, right, and center. If possible, they will kill you.
Yeah.
Am I talking to somebody? Yeah, if you can't be bored, that's the problem. So we are saying,
Rere,
your kingdom come.
Musho wa gao ga otle.
Can we read it together?
Are ba leng gape.
Want to go?
Musho wa gao a otle. Thato ya gao a diriwe mo lefaseng. Jwale ka ge e dirwa le godimo.
This is colonization.
E ke go thutiwa.
This is apostolic.
Apostolic.
You bring something that is far.
It
comes here. We experience it. We have got cities that are in English.
For
those who come from Alexander.
Baba Chuang Alexander.
Marlboro. Oh, it's a city in the UK.
Ki trope huluko UK.
Worcester, as you call it. Worcester. What other one? East London. Port Elizabeth. Where did you do your training? No. Not lost. So. The names of our colonizers, when they came in, they changed. They said, Bolobedu. Good. When you arrived, Bolobedu.
Amen.
Jane Fess. Oh, you think? Oh, this is our... No. Listen, when they come, we were... Our villages, if you drive through our lands here, the Lutheran missionaries, they were very good. We've got Hebron.
Renali Hebron.
We have Jericho.
Renali Jericho.
We have got Bethany.
Renali Bethany.
Help me, somebody. We have got all of them. All this Jesus. Yeah, we have Clapham here. I'm just trying to show you. I hope you take it in the positive side. I'm not criticizing. I'm emphasizing
the importance
that when you have done the work is lasting because you are growing indigenous. These people are no longer in our midst, but you will defend the rule and they will tell you that the bylaw says. Okay, can I show you something? Block bricks. You know block bricks?
Block bricks.
Are we in the same page? What block?
Block bricks.
In America.
Go America.
In the US.
Go US.
In the UK and Europe.
Liko UK, liko Europe.
Guess what bricks they use? Block bricks.
Do
you understand? Are you aware here? You can't build a house with block bricks.
The
bank will refuse you to qualify your house. Your house will cost you, if your house is $1 million, your house will cost you 300,000 if you use block bricks. It will not take you 6 months to build, it will take you a month, the most 2 months. In the UK, everybody's building with block bricks. In South Africa, and any other colonized country, the brick makers, they have a skill that most indigenous people don't have. So they legislated that a house that is built in
South Africa
must be big bricks. Who is profiting? When we ask you, you are a shepherd. We ask you to do specific things. You will not do what we ask you to do. You are not a good apostle. You are not reproducing after your training or after your kind. The cell collapsed in your hand. The branch doesn't exist.
Amen.
Because you are not
apostolic.
When you left, nothing was left. When I say you are poor, I'm not talking lack of money.
These people,
we are, even as we are talking, coal is going to Europe. They are telling us, use solar. But they are powering their stations. No, I'm trying to show the power of being apostolic. You change the culture, the tradition. Your kingdom come. Another kingdom must change. Yes.
Amen.
When the gospel has taken effect, teen pregnancy will end. Abortions will end. Difficulties will end. But we are failing to colonize ourselves. The scripture, we are not scripture people. Yes, we are not scripture people. Because if we were scripture people,
we wouldn't be
no fatensel. But you have been fully colonized. That you are an animal. They say, let them sleep. Okay, let me change my message. Let me preach something. I see you are not interested. Let me tell you something. There is a woman called Alice Bailey. Don't check here now, but we can go. Alice Bailey.
Alice
put it on
Bailey.
The screen. Alice Bailey, 10 points plan.
Alice Bailey.
I've been teaching this for years. I'm not starting now.
I get home in Nagoya.
No.
Oh, wow.
I'm not a sensational preacher. Alice Bailey. 10 points plan.
10 points plan.
Let me read it for you. I have it here somewhere. Alice Bailey. If you get it before me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Alice Bailey.
Alice Bailey.
10 points plan.
10 points plan.
Mercy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They will find it for me. Pastor K. I have it somewhere on my points here.
Take God and prayer out of the education system.
Have you found it?
Yes. The 10 points charter by Alice Bailey is as follows.
Yes.
Number one, take God and prayer out of the education system.
Okay. I didn't write it. It was written many years ago. It's manifest. I said to you when we had all night prayer, we are being apostolic. I'm trying to show you that when they wrote this thing, it was like, oh, they don't know what they are talking about. Take prayer. And what?
Take prayer out of the education system.
Take prayer out of the education system. And?
Take God and prayer out of the education system.
Yes. Your principals, your politicians are pushing it.
The politicians are pushing
marriages, gay marriage, whatever. This
thing
has been written many years.
Hi,
the intent is not like somebody likes you. Okay. Take prayer. We know in the schools, in both schools, even you as a parent, you don't want to educate. We don't want people to preach to our children. We'll do it ourselves. Everybody's eating nyaupe. Everybody's a thief. Yes. The government was asking, how can we get people with moral values? You cannot get moral values without investing in morality. And the only place to invest in moral is to teach the gospel. Next one. Let's do the 10 points plan. Then I can see.
Number two, reduce parental authority over the children.
Number two, reduce what?
Yeah.
I was telling a principal who owned a school for many years. I was telling him, I was teaching him, I said, you are a principal in the school. A born again principal. I said, you must like a hen, you must brood over these children. Teach them because the plan is already out. That we should have no remnant. By the time you are an old person, your children are the ones raping you. We are not talking about the neighbor. We are talking about your own son. When you get paid, they've been colonized the other way. They say, take parental control. Take it away from the parents.
Amen.
Number three.
Sabraru, destroy the Judeo-Christian family structure or the traditional Christian family structure.
Yes. Destroy. You know what is it? The father. Even women today, they say, we are not lower than men. We are not. They are dealing with you very well.
Yeah.
We are doing patriarchy. Just now.
Amen.
Yeah. Single parent household has been planned long time. Make the woman rebellious.
Amen.
Yes. Let them undermine, reduce the authority of their husband. Yes.
Amen.
Number four. Yes.
If sex is free, then make abortion legal and make it easy.
Make sex free. Sex is free.
Thobalano, I be free.
Yes.
Forget it.
I could tell you things, but I don't want your mind to wander. When they do, it's coming to South Africa.
Yeah, I'm South Africa.
When they do sex education,
everybody at tutor ya thobalano.
They take children. who are virgins in their class with their sex teacher to have their first sexual experience in public. Are you pigs? Oh, I see the way you're looking at me is like, I'm teaching about being an apostolic. I'm showing you that people, without you agreeing, but already in our country, Ellis Bailey thinks abortion is free.
Abortion is free.
Let them have sex, and if they can, go and remove the fetus. It's not you. The design is there. They create a desire for you for a boy. They create a desire for you for a girl. Have it as much as you can. I came here one day. They evoked people. They called me.
Amen.
They said, is it wrong to take a day after pill? Is it? What do you call it? Don't behave like you don't know what I'm talking about. Morning after pill. These young children. Do you understand what we are talking about? I don't think you understand. Can we take money? I said, this thing is not supposed to be spoken about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So I'm saying to you that morning after pill, it has been planned for you. You are not smart, you are a fool. You are a child. The distraction that they create, what kind of a parent are you going to be? Do you understand? What number are we on?
Number five. Make divorce easy and legal. Free people from the concept of marriage for life.
Yes. Make divorce easy.
Diago gaoga na go be bonolo.
And make what?
Free people.
Make divorce easy and legal.
And legal.
Free people from the concept of marriage for life.
Yes.
Oh, you think you are on fashion? You think you are on fashion? It's not your decision. You didn't make the decision. Oh, make sex free. Yes, most of us are disciples of Alice. Even parents will be advising children, take it out. If you become pregnant, go through the shame. No, go through the shame. If ever is a shame thing.
Yes.
But you should know, sex produces children. Girls. If you sleep with a boy, you'll soon be a mother. And the boy is still a child. He won't be able to take care of you. Even if he wants to, he can't. But that's what Alice Bailey wants for you. Yes, he wants you to be poor the rest of your life. You should understand, they say families where there is a father. Strong fathers. Children postpone sexual activity. Yes. They have sex late in life. You'll find a person at 25 is first sexual experience. But this one's body free, whatever.
If you get to Sunnyside, you'll find them like this. Amen.
Tell your neighbor, I'm not for sale. We are talking about being apostolic. The writings.
They
look like ordinary writings. They
are
adopted by the United Nations.
United Nations, it adopted.
They say we will give you scholarships and bazaar. Don't tell the governments of the world.
Unless
you publish and allow abortion to be free. This one in South Africa is free. A girl by 25. The average is like maybe 3-4.
Average
they make it normal. But your life become a mess. Imagine somebody. Unless you are strong, you confront it. You confront it so that you can be sane. So that you can overcome it. Oh, I told you, I say, when these people came from Europe, they came with a mandate. The mandate is, we need supplies. We need what?
Supplies.
Nurses, we need supplies. We need supplies. We need doctors. We need supplies. We need engineers. We call it brain drain.
Amen.
Impoverish them. You'll be shocked how many international spies and spoilers are in our countries from Western world. They are the ones who will burn buildings. They are the ones who will pay tolls. They are the ones who will finance. Because the issue is that their apostolic, their mandate should always be fulfilled. Your gold, your diamond must get into their ship and go where it's supposed to go. We are the most richest people on earth. We come from villages. We don't need to stay in the city. If we were to decide to go back to our villages, there's no rent. We are talking 20, 30 kilometers from the city center.
But we are
fully colonized. You can't stay there. It's too low.
It's too low
a level. So we are talking about being an apostolic. We send you. We expect the same. That 50 years from now, Jesus colonized 12 disciples. He made them heaven what? He made them heaven what?
Amen.
He made them what? Heaven what? Your kingdom come at the cost of my life. Your kingdom come with all that I have. I should have come with a message. Maybe as well we can download it. How all the apostles died. It's there. It's written. Then you will understand that they were seriously in the mission of heaven. Eternity will tell the story. Imagine somebody.
Amen.
What number are we on?
Number 6.
You are still in my time. Number 6, please.
Make homosexuality an alternative lifestyle.
I didn't write it. Don't say I'm fighting against the constitution. This thing was done in 1919. It's there.
Amen.
Don't come and say I'm phobia.
Homophobic.
No, I'm not. I'm teaching things that you don't know, that your life, somebody is planning to destroy you. Make homosexuality an alternative lifestyle.
Amen.
Make it fashionable. Finance it. Sponsor it. Make those who practice it like it is.
Amen.
I've got videos I could play here. You'll be traumatized the rest of your life. When I saw the videos, when everybody else say, I want the video, I told them, I say, me, I'm traumatized. Pictures I've seen
of
horror. I don't want any other person to see. It's not me. It's there. It's even in a little bit of Lamuayon, it's Alice Bailey.
Alice Bailey.
is now international agenda. For those who are colonizing, their plan is continuing.
Plan ya bona itswela pele.
Yes.
Amen.
Next, please. There are 10.
John. Debase art, make it run mad.
Debase art. Yes. Debase what?
Debase art. Did you know
the beauty of every culture is in its art? You must go. You people don't travel. You don't know the beauty of our country. You must go for the reed dance. And go and say beauty.
Yeah.
Reed dance.
Reed dance.
You can go. Amen. This month that is finishing, we have September in Botswana.
Botswana.
I've taken my children there. We have what we call Guru, where the Basar rice, we say, they meet all the Koi and San. We'll be dancing. In our nakedness.
Rivinar sa para.
Beauty.
Bubuze.
The innocence. Your innocence has been taken away. Everything is vulgar. Debase culture.
Fukuja culture.
Debase. Yeah, make it look horrible. I think we should have a cultural day in the church. Serious. Not this, please. This is not culture.
Yes, culture. Yes,
not this. Worshipping God in our natural state. But you are spoiled already. The church won't be nice. Yeah, you're already spoiled. To the pure, everything is pure.
You are
not pure. This is why I'm saying, go to the reed dance, you'll find villagers, innocent people who still see God as God.
Whether
you find God in the church.
Amen.
Mercy.
Amen.
We're talking about what? Colonization. Yes. You are fully colonized. The base. Okay. They were helping us there. Thank you. And the next one, number 8.
Use media to promote and change mindsets.
Yes. If you have a powerful preacher, they will debase you. False prophet. That's number 1. And then you people who are watching, blockers. Hey, one day I was shocked to realize that somebody has decided to make me his project.
That's
a mercy.
Mercy.
Is it starting with me now? Debase the guy.
Yeah.
Take his weights and turn them. You see, people who hate God, they say, don't pay tithes. It's nonsense. Don't sponsor the church because we are the only authentic voice that can speak morality, change, that refuse to change. Stand for the truth. But they will try and prove to you that you are human. And you,
what is this?
False prophet. They will say false teacher. Oh, there are different kinds of tithes. This tithe. Yeah, in the days past, it was tithe in terms of granaries and whatever. Now, let me repeat what I said when we had all night. That Europe is what it is because of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Subtract
the gospel of Jesus, they are still in dark ages.
They
are brutal savages.
Amen.
Subtract Christ out of Europe. For now, they might not be following Christ, but the principle that have been laid.
Okay,
let me not spoil my message.
Amen.
Use media to promote and change mindset. Number 9.
Create an interfaith movement.
So the plan has always been there. Do what? Huh? Yeah, make all gods equal.
Yeah.
Confused. Literally, this is Babylon. Create Babylon.
You know, Klishang Babylon.
The word Babylon means confusion.
Lintule Babylon.
Create what?
Klishang Babylon.
Welcome. Oh, we're talking about apostolos. We want to colonize. So I'm trying to prove to you that your issue of not following through
will
not have lasting fruit. Yes. We cannot build something that even when we are long gone will continue. No, I want to add this. I want to do this. I want to do that. Reinventing the wheel. The wheel has already been invented.
Mercy. Amen.
Create what?
An interfaith movement.
Yes. Nice. So now we are coming together. Somebody was saying to us, no, we should agree on the common. On the common things, you see. They are fighting against marriage now. Let's come together and see how we can fight together.
Interfaith.
United Nations dream to manipulate the world. Yes.
Amen.
It is their dream. Who controls the United Nations? Same. Okay, the last one, and I will finish my message.
Get governments to make all these laws and get the church to endorse these changes.
Yeah, I agree. When we preach, you are attacking us. The church is endorsing it.
Yes.
Yes. That's why I said to you,
it's
the criticism of pastors,
the
apostles, the prophets, the evangelists,
the
pastors, the teachers.
Baruti.
You should defend them. Even if it's called in whatever way. Protect the office. Protect the office. Honor the office. Are you listening? I'm saying, if we are going to be apostolic, the nature of the kingdom must be found in every aspect of our life. My first visit to the United Kingdom. What year was it, my dear? Yeah, when we planted our church in the
UK.
I met a family that was so kind to us. They gave us a house to stay. For as long as we were there. This is when you see that this gospel we preach is true. For free.
Mahala.
We stayed there. And then we had dinner. They invited us for dinner. And then the question was asked. What brings you to the UK? So I said to the person who was asking the question, I said, we have come home. We have come to head office.
Head office.
Yes. Did you know we speak more English than the English?
English.
Oh. The English they speak, we can't recognize it. We don't know what it is. I'm being honest with you. Yes, I told them, I said, we do English as a subject. We will speak better than you. Mercy.
Yes.
Please take your seat. My break is long finished.
Amen.
Can we give a powerful clap offering to Jesus? Now, let's summarize what we are talking. We are still on one point. What is our point? Indigenized leadership.
Indigenized leadership.
Why is it important to indigenize leadership? They will be able to carry the mandate. Do you understand? All that we are doing today, the base rules have been laid long time ago. The governments are here in colorless form. They are pushing laws and bylaws.
Ba pusha melao.
And these laws and bylaws are happening.
Melao ye ya diragala.
Imagine somebody.
Ke bolela le motho.
So what are we saying?
Re reng na.
Is that Pastor Michael?
Re re Pastor Michael.
You cannot be the superstar.
O ka se be superstar.
Your members.
Maloko a gago.
Must catch quickly.
Ba swantse ba catche ka pela.
Must be part of the kingdom.
Ba be karolo ya mmusho.
They must replicate the mandate.
Basanji ba tswale bitso.
Yeah. They must be taught long prayers. Much the first day they arrive.
Ba rutwe di thapelo je di tlele o tloga tsatsi le ba
kgatlhela. Quote scriptures.
Le quote mangwalo.
Creating the world out of words.
Le dieng le fase ka mantsu.
Changing the culture and the tradition.
Le fetole semelo.
Manifesting the will of God on earth. Willing to give all they have for the advancement of the kingdom of heaven. For the benefit of all humanity. Not the spoilers who say, go and stay in the mountain. House on the hill. And then the rest of your life you are guarding this one house. And when you turn 70, can you put our verse there? You are like Solomon.
Solomon.
Vanity of vanities. All things is vanity. That day will come. Somebody were talking, he said. He said, I'm worried about pension. He says, I'm leaving it to God. I said to him, I've labored. Yes. I've done what? I've labored. Let's work. Let's leave a footprint. The people who came here so many years ago, they colonized. They have rules. That governs. That manages. It doesn't matter what you can come with, whatever you come with. You first have to comply. You have to first do what? You have to comply. So if we can't grow, we talk about cells. It's a vehicle to train and to grow leadership. The intent of the cell is not Bible teaching. It's not Bible study, let me put it that way. No. It's an infantry, it's an advancement to preach the gospel. It's an evangelistic movement. To colonize the environment and the place we find.
Mercy. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me stop here because this is not lunch. The break is not a lunch break, please.
Lunch break.
This is our first break.
Ki
break
yarna ya mathomo.
Every head bowed.
Ke tloga ka duba mishitswe.
I want to pray together with you. Maybe you are here this morning. You do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. But today you want to be free from sin. From unrighteousness. You are choosing Jesus. Jesus to be the Lord and Savior. If you are here this morning, say, I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Lift up your right hand and lift it high. And we'll pray together. Lift it high. God bless you. 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 Is there somebody else? I want to receive Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to be a child of God. I'm going to ask all those who lifted their heads to stand and come here in front. As the church stands to support them, can we stand with them? Can you come, please? We're going to pray together. I want Jesus in my life. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want my life to change. I want to serve God. I want grace. I want wisdom that is in Christ. Is there somebody else? I want to make right with God. I want to make right with God. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to pray. I'll ask all of you to lift up
your hands. Amen.
We're going to pray. I want you to follow me in prayer. Can you say, Father? Church, can you join us? Can you say, Father? In the name of Jesus, we thank you today for salvation. We receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. With my own mouth I speak. With my own heart I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. That he died for me. Wash my sins with your blood. Make me your child. In Jesus' name. You say, Satan, today I baptize with you. I have nothing to do with you. From this moment forward, I have chosen Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. You say, Holy Spirit, come into my life, lead and guide me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.